welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Opening up with a theme song followed by Heart to Heart. Kenny Loggins, Michael McDonald, David Foster.
You ain't crazy, I don't wanna lie anymore. What you're feeling, there's a being for. I wanna do right.
Yeah. What you're asking, you won't find in my eyes. I wanna do right.
Yeah, we're going to definitely be listening to more of that, man. What a song, Heart to Heart. How's it all going to turn out? All right, well, while we're thinking about that, let's think about this. Pew Research is letting us know a little bit about what's happening within the Latino community. Of course, this is a program where we encourage the celebration of diversity. And that is part of the reason that you hear us discussing what is happening on various communities, not only around the world, but also across this land. This land is your land. This land is my land. The land of liberty. The land made for you and me. America the beautiful. Taking a look at what's happening with the Latinos, and this is kind of a different take on a discussion we had a while back where we were taking a look at what Muslim Americans have to say about life in America. This time, we're taking a look at what Latinos have to say about life in America, and particularly under the presidency of Donald Trump. Half of Latinos say that their situation in the U.S. has worsened over the past year. This as of 2018. This situation has worsened. And again, half of Latinos say that, up from 32% in the weeks after Donald Trump won the 2016 presidential election. And it is the highest level of Latinos saying that life has worsened for them since the Great Recession in 2008. In addition, more say they have serious concerns about their place in American society now than in 2017. In 2017, 41% of Latinos were saying that they had serious concerns about their place in American society. In 2018, 49% of Latinos said the same. 55% say that they're worried that they, a family member, or a close friend could be deported. You know, I want to ask you, when you see movies based on true stories, documentaries based on fact, when you see newscasts, each of which depicts families literally being torn apart, husbands being torn from their wives by insensitive humans who have been given orders, this family is going to be split up. Babies being violently pulled from the arms of their parents. Whether we're talking about during slavery, whether we're talking about the fight against immigration, families being torn apart, How does that impact you on an emotional level, on a mental level, on a spiritual level? When that happens, how does it impact you? If you saw, you know, usually when we see that happening, it is happening to people with dark skin, black skin, brown skin. Now, it did happen also during the Holocaust. And we had people whose skin was primarily white. Had that happening to them when the Jews were being, had families just being ripped apart by the Nazis. Does it make a difference to you when families are ripped apart based on the color of the skin of those families? Or are you one of many who say the color of the skin just doesn't matter? The families be torn apart is just wrong. Go back to Hurricane Katrina. And just out of mean-spiritedness, out of absolutely no need whatsoever, we had black low-income families being ripped apart as young children were put on buses separate from the buses that their parents were put on as they were bussed out of Louisiana to Texas and other states. Nothing but dark hearts, hearts of hatred, hearts of malice would have propagated something like that. The same way white and black middle class and upper class families were kept together, being put on the same buses as they were being bussed out of Louisiana. The same should have been done, could have been done for lower income black families as their families were being bussed out of the state of Louisiana. Something about humanity, we have a propensity for just sinking into the lowest, deepest depths of dark hatred, hostility, and malice that it boggles the mind. And I really would like for all of us, while considering that there are some people of Hispanic descent who are in America illegally, I want you to keep in mind also, I want you to consider also that these people of Hispanic descent are people of Hispanic descent. I want you to ask, are we handling this situation the best way possible? When we are ripping families apart, when we're seeing families torn apart and brought back together, who knows when? Can you imagine having been a 6 or 7 year old child from Louisiana, devastated by the floods that were just terrifying many? Rounded up finally in the stadium, where you had to wait and wait and wait while the better people were taken care of. Why couldn't there have been buses taken care of, you know, 6 buses taken care of middle income, while 6 buses were also at the exact same time taking care of low income families? And then send the six more buses, take care of, and I'm just using 6 as a number, it could be any number, 12, 15, 30 buses. Why couldn't they have been divided up so that low income and middle income, upper income were all being taken care of at the same time? And instead of taking care of all of one class and then coming back to get the low class, and then when you go back to get the lower class, terrify children even more by putting them on buses separate from their parents. And they have no idea where they're going to be sent. And then they end up somewhere. They don't really know where. can't find their parents anywhere. Parents can't find them anywhere when they end up where they've been taken. They have no idea of how to locate each other. They have no idea of when they'll be reunited, if ever. They don't know what to think. Many Latinos blame the current administration for what they see as the worsening situation of Hispanics, which is the nation's largest minority group. 67% of Hispanics say that Donald Trump's policies, the Trump administration's policies, have been harmful to Hispanics. When Barack Obama was president, only 15% of Hispanics made that claim in 2010. When George W. Bush was president in 2007, 41% of Hispanics said that their situation was worsening. Overall, 62% of Hispanics say that they're dissatisfied with the way things are going in the country today, and that's up since 2017, and it's the highest level again since the Great Recession roughly a decade ago, when 70% of Hispanics said that they were dissatisfied with the nation's direction as a result of that Great Recession that had been forced upon the people of this nation. Interestingly enough, many Latinos are more upbeat about the situation than you might think. And that's partly because, as is the case with the white community, as is the case with the black community, as is the case with Middle Eastern, Native American, you name it, Asian, you name it. Not all the members of that ethnic community are monolithic. Roughly 23% of Latinos identify as Republican or describe themselves as leaning Republican. And among that group, 59% approve of President Trump's job performance. Of the Latinos who identify as Republican or leaning Republican, 59% approve of President Trump's job performance. 8% of Latino Democrats say the same. In addition, 28% of Latino Republicans, 57% of Latino Democrats say that the Hispanic population's situation has grown worse over the past year. Isn't it interesting how you can be looking at the exact same topic and very often have a very different view based largely on your political persuasion? That is interesting. Notably, partisan differences do not extend to voting. In each partisan camp, 59% of registered voters said that they were more enthusiastic about voting in the 2018 midterms than in the last congressional elections, the ones before that. In 2018, more than 29 million Latinos were eligible to vote, and that was up from 25 million in 2014. 49% of Hispanic adults are foreign-born, and as a group, they have stronger concern than those born in the U.S. Immigrants are more likely than U.S.-born Hispanics to say that they have serious concerns about their place in U.S. society, and you can understand that. Those born here are not quite as concerned as immigrants. 57% of immigrant Hispanics say that they have serious concerns about their place in U.S. society, compared to 42% of U.S.-born Hispanics. 66% of immigrant Hispanics are concerned about deportation, either a lot, either they worry about it a lot, or they worry about it some, compared to 43% of U.S.-born Hispanics, worrying a lot or worrying some about deportation. Foreign-born Hispanics also are more pronounced in their criticism of the Trump administration. 71% of foreign-born Hispanics say that White House policies have been harmful to Hispanics as a group. 63% of U.S.-born Hispanics say the same. And even though the 71% is definitely higher than the 63%, it's interesting that as many as 63% of U.S.-born Hispanics say that the situation just become much more harmful to Hispanics under the Trump administration, under Trump White House policies. Well, ladies and gentlemen, these are among the key findings from a new nationally representative bilingual telephone survey of 1,501 Hispanic adults conducted by cellular and landline telephone from July 26 to September 9th of 2018 by SSRS for Pew Research Center. Latinos' downbeat assessments extend to their own economic situations. Asked about their personal finances, only a third rate their situation as excellent or good, roughly 33%, and that's down from 40% who said the same in 2015. And when it comes to the next generation, the share who say that their children will be better off financially than they are has declined from 72% to 54% over the same three-year period. These signs of waning economic confidence contrast with government data showing Latino unemployment at historic lows and Latino household incomes increasing faster than for other groups. Let's look into this some more in just a few. When you can't keep love, you can't get love. You get found by the one who bright. Tonight, tonight, you gotta